Welcome to your daily devotional, July 27th, Contend for the Faith, Jude 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. The letter of Jude was written to believers, not only to encourage them on the Christian journey, but also to warn them against apostates or false teachers. Such teachers were around in Old Testament times while Jesus and his apostles were on the earth, and they still exist today, oftentimes in the church. The apostle Paul prophesied the latter, saying, "For I know this, after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves." Jesus says of the day of judgment, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." It is incumbent upon all Christians, particularly ministers and teachers, to take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, contending earnestly for the faith and warning the faithful, knowing that one's judgment will be according to the influence entrusted by God. With the help of God the Holy Spirit, this minister will not be remiss in these duties this morning. There is one faith. Notice the definite article in our text, contend earnestly for the faith. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Christianity is unified in the spiritual bond, and that unification is brought about by God himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. This one faith is shared by individual believers of many local churches and denominations who believe the essential content of the faith, that Jesus Christ is God, that he is the only way to heaven, and that he came to earth, lived a sinless life, died, was buried, and rose from the dead. Notwithstanding the unity that exists in the faith, the Apostle Paul counsels that we practice doctrinal purity and biblical separation from those who teach error, saying, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Be a Berean and search the scriptures daily to test the truth of what you hear and read concerning Christ Jesus. Take the time to find out the beliefs of those you see, hear, and keep company with. Many of the megachurch pastors popular in media today have compromised the gospel message for the sake of popularity. Beware of those who practice occult means of telepathy, sensing someone needs to be healed. While they do so, there is a message on the bottom of your screen looking for money, of course. Avoid Pentecostals and those who call themselves charismatic Christians, for they blaspheme the Holy Spirit by misusing his gifts. Add pagan practices borrowed from Eastern religions. Most add a condition of salvation, that is the corruption of what was a legitimate gift of tongues in the first century. They exalt men and women above the pillars of the faith. Many desire the security of salvation, the truth of the doctrine. Many deny the security of salvation in the truth of the doctrine of the Trinity, and a few even deny that the saved struggle with the sin nature. I will close with 3 points of advice. Although there are very few sound Bible teachers out there, Les Feltick, David Jeremiah, and John MacArthur all have sound doctrine. Even more preferred than these, in this writer's opinion, are Charles Spurgeon and Matthew Henry of olden days. Always participate in public worship at a local church that exalts Jesus Christ as God and holds fast to God's word and its doctrine. However, the best Bible teacher is God the Holy Spirit, and the best book is the Holy Bible itself, and there are no substitutes for it.